For years, the improv group Baby Wants Candy has delighted audiences in Chicago, New York, Los Angeles with their onstage instant musicals. Audience members shout out suggestions for a title, then they vote on their favorite. In one case, it was Mary Poppins Has Ebola. And then, bam, the company instantly creates a live one-night-only show. But then came a real outbreak, COVID-19, which made live stage performances impossible. So Baby Wants Candy has gone virtual. Now audiences throw out suggestions in a YouTube live stream window. The host picks one. The cast makes it up on the spot on Zoom. In their first show, the suggestion was, "Where are the cookies?" The cast answered with, "Maybe aliens stole the cookies."
Everyone knows aliens like doing two things. Abducting human beings is one. The second thing that aliens really like the most is delicious chocolate chips, cause they eat them yum. They probably don't.
And despite Zoom lags, collisions, audio blips, they still managed to bring the show to a triumphant conclusion.
This is how the cookie.
That's from Baby Wants Candy's virtual musical, Where Are the Cookies? And they're going to have another performance tonight. Oh, joy. Al Samuels is a performer and co-founder of Baby Wants Candy. Hi, Al.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
Good. Also joining us, Adrian Pellerin. You just heard him on piano. He's the musical director. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, it's fine, but I'm just wondering, I mean, you're all separated, and we know that improv is not just getting feedback from the audiences, but also making eye contact, almost signaling to each other, I'm coming in now, I'm going to do this thing. You don't have that on Zoom. So, Al, I want to tune in just to see the fails. You know, how are you making up for that, those signals that people improvising send each other?
It's definitely a challenge and something we did a rehearsal to sort of figure out, what is it? How much can you do? You really have to make your moves simple. You have to make them clear, and you have to really be trying to pay as much attention as you can through the Zoom screen.
But Adrian, as you're composing this score, is there something agreed upon beforehand that, you know, we're going to do C, D, and G, you know, chord progressions, and our first song is going to have a hook? Or are you completely winging it?
It really is all completely improvised. And I mean, obviously, you know, there are tropes of musical theater that we love leaning on. A key change is a wonderful way to finish the song, right? And there are like pop music structures or chord progressions that we'll use every now and then, but always trying to vary it up and make it feel right for that part of the show.
Can you think of some that you would have in the back of your mind?
Yeah, I mean, sure. Just like something like someone holding out an extremely long note at the end and it goes on forever, for instance, and maybe the song doesn't even resolve until maybe 2 minutes later after some dialogue and you think that the song was over, but it wasn't. That's just one example of like anything. You can watch any musical and the fun things that happen in that musical, we can make up on the spot.
Yeah.
The future is gonna be sweet.
What's that smell?
Do you get nervous before? Are you nervous about tonight?
Yeah, this is Al again. It is exciting to do a new medium because we've done a lot of shows. And so there's a certain, I don't want to say a comfort. We're always excited to do the show, but there's a certain, you're not maybe as nervous as you were before. But definitely in a new format, and there's all the things that could go wrong, you get that same sort of early improv feel when you first got started. I wonder if like Adrian, because Adrian's also a performer, but he also does music. Like I'm wondering on Adrian's side if he is.
Yeah, absolutely. I get nervous before every show I do, and I think that's actually what makes it exciting for me. It's like, oh, wow, anything could happen. Anything could go wrong tonight. But as soon as I hit the stage in a, you know, in a live stage show or we start the Zoom in our virtual shows, all of that just disappears into just pure adrenaline and joy. And it kind of puts us, I think, all into this heightened state of being able to do something really cool altogether.
So one of you is in New York, one's in Los Angeles, two cities where the industries have kind of really been shut down. Al, I'll just ask you quickly, this has got to be a tough time for your community.
It is. It's rough. I mean, there's just every day seems an existential crisis of thinking like, what's going to happen? I guess, I mean, to steal from Jeff Goldblum from Jurassic Park, sorry, but when he said life finds a way, I think art finds a way. It's just, I think we're in that time where we're trying to figure out where art will find its way. Because I do think that whether it's shows like ours or anything, that it helps people hopefully kind of make sense of the world. And hopefully in some small way, we're helping people do that.
That's Al Samuels. He's co-founder and one of the actors in the improv group Baby Wants Candy. We also spoke with the musical director, Adrian Pellerin, who's also a performer. And they are going to have another virtual show tonight. For more, go to hereandnow.org. I will be watching you guys. And you know, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.